All right, today we're talking about how 11 Labs just passed the $1 billion mark in funding and what a big deal that is. Right now, 11 Labs is one of the tools we talk about a lot on this channel because it's one of the best. It's great for dubbing things in AI, AI audio, all that kind of stuff. They just passed $1.1 billion. They got an $80 million round. Jaden, what do you think about all this?
Yeah, this is amazing. I mean, anytime you see one of these, any company reach unicorn status, right, and have a $1 billion valuation, it's impressive. So yeah, and pulling in $80 million obviously cements them as a very legit, very big AI company. Now, this doesn't really surprise me because this is the trend that I've really been seeing throughout the last year and a half. A lot of people are talking about I've been in startups and tech for a long time, and people are investors and VCs have dried up as far as funding companies, and it's way harder. And to an extent, that's true. But then they're on the flip side, if you're an AI company, it's super easy. And that's sort of true. But really what I've seen is it's you have a couple big headline companies and they mostly swallow up all the money, and they're doing something amazing. And so 11 Labs is one of them. You know, I've been talking about them, you've been talking about them for forever. And when you talk that much about a company because they're doing a great job in this space, you just know they're going to have no problem raising money, even though the environment's a little bit trickier. And I think that's smart because investors they're essentially picking their winners, the people that have, they're doubling down on the ones that are doing the best, getting the most adoption, having the best product. And 11 Labs is definitely one of those. So really, really excited for them on that.
Yeah. What surprised me about the article is that it said they just passed 1 million users, which I would have guessed a number way higher than that, honestly, because I've used them a lot already. It's a great software. And it really has a lot of utility, outside of, ChatGPT is really great for text and that sort of thing. But as far as the audio game goes, they're really, like you said, one of the main, if not the main player out there. So there was an interesting part of this article. I talked about how they are starting a marketplace for voices as well. What do you think about that, Jaden?
Yeah, no, I think this is fascinating and a really good move on their part, which is really interesting, right? Obviously, this is the AI Hustle podcast talking about making money and side hustles. This is an interesting one. I have a bunch of thoughts on this. So first of all, anyone that's I want to make some extra side money, you go to 11 Labs, you upload a bunch of voice clips, and all of a sudden you can make money. You can set the price, they said. So I want to charge, I don't know if it's going to be by the word, I want to charge a cent a word or something, or a dollar for an hour of content generated, or a dollar for 10 minutes of content generated. I don't know exactly how the pricing structure is going to go, but you're going to get paid and be able to monetize your own voice. This is interesting. And I actually love this because, My previous startup, SelfPause, which is the number one AI life coach, we scaled it to over 120,000 users. And something that killed me is we had a bunch of amazing voice actors that did they made meditations for affirmations, right? So they're reading the affirmations, they got great voices. But I just would find them on Upwork, right? So they're just freelancers. And sometimes I'd be we want to launch a new category of affirmations on our app. Can you do this? And I just wouldn't hear from them. And maybe they quit, or they moved on, or they got a new job, or they weren't doing voiceovers anymore. And I'm now I have, all this audio. And some of those some of those voices we don't even have on our app anymore because they only did 5 or 6 categories, and we got 20 categories now or something like that. And so we just would remove them because we wanted people to have the ability to switch the voice on all the categories. And I actually thought about this. I didn't do it because I'm it's probably illegal, or I don't know what the legalities of it. But I was I literally could just take any of their voices, throw them into 11 Labs, create a voice clone, and get the extra categories that they hadn't done. Now, I know there's a lot of legality stuff around that. Movie studios, people are getting mad at movie studios for essentially doing that. They make I think full-on clones of the actors, extras, use them for a day, and then when they leave, they would use that same extra in other scenes from this 3D scan clone thing they did. Anyways, there's all the controversy. So I never did anything, and I'm not really working on growing SelfPause anymore. But it was always a thought in my mind. And so I think this is perfect. I would have loved it if any of my voice actors had said hey, happy to record this. If you need more, it's X amount. There's a licensing fee and you got to pay a little bit of money. And I could have gotten all the rest of my stuff recorded that I wanted to. Or, I mean, in the horrible case that you know, someone gets really sick or something bad happens to someone, like, you can still have access to that voice. And I think this will be good for actors and musicians and all sorts of people. It's cool. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think for voice actors, it's actually a huge opportunity for them to almost turn their job into a passive income stream, because once they, you know, get their profile uploaded, people will be able to use their unique voice, and then pay them without them actually having to, you know, sit for hours and record, you know, take up studio time and all that kind of stuff. It's really, I think, an opportunity for those people with unique voices. You know, I even know someone personally who does commercials because she has a really just great reading voice, or like a soothing voice for children's books. You know, there's lots of, you know, there's a huge market out there, and people want to have variety, because, you know, if there's only 10 different voices, you're going to be able to recognize them after a while, everyone using them. But if you can have people upload their own unique voice, it's really, I think, a great opportunity to make money.
100%. So, so cool. And you know what else it like makes me think of is, if you've ever used, or if anyone's ever used the meditation app Headspace, what you'll notice is, like, on the app, there's really just one voice, which is like this, I think they've got a couple voices, but like almost everything's read by this like British guy's voice. And that's literally the founder of the company. And to this day, I think there's two founders. One of them worked on like marketing and growing the company, and the other guy literally just like sat in the studio recording meditations like all day long. And it just like blew my mind, because like that is so much time for a company that's valued at $1 billion for the founder. Like, that's what his job is. And so like something like this, where he could just clone his voice and then someone else could just create the meditations. And even if he wanted to write them, which I imagine he probably doesn't at this point, but even if he wanted to write them, someone else could like go get them recorded. Like, you don't have to sit down in a studio. You know how much work this is, like even for a podcast, like getting your mic set up, getting like in the studio, just like the energy to do this. It's a lot. So I think these kind of tools will be amazing for like productivity. But beyond productivity, it's going to be awesome for just people to make money. Okay, the thing I wanted to ask you about, Jamie, of course there's the ability to make money uploading your voice. What are some of the opportunities you think there are going onto that marketplace to create content, or like anyone that doesn't want to upload their voice, how could they monetize this?
That's a good question. So, you know, I think, you know, there's lots of people who are looking to have audiobooks made. And so, I mean, 11 Labs is great for that too. If you wanted to even convert written word into audio, it's a shortcut. It's a cheat code almost to do that. Instead of having, again, to pay someone to go read your book, you can instantly have it turned into an audiobook in different languages, even different, you know, it's all right there, and it saves a ton of time. And if you can be like that middleman who offers a service to a book writer, to an author, to a publishing company, hey, I can, you know, turn your books into audiobooks for, you know, a lot cheaper than this other person, you're going to be able to, I think, make some really good money.
100%. That's actually interesting. This is a business that I never started, but I always like thought about. I was just too busy with doing software stuff and other things. But I always thought about like doing a business where either myself or I'd hire someone would just go and get all of the public domain books and just read them and upload them to Audible. And I had like different strategies and ideas and ways I was going to make it like work and stuff. But like that was essentially the business, and you just create that content. Like I've been really successful with just like content businesses, like, you know, music on Spotify or whatever. And so I was like, oh, that would be a good business. To this day, I still think that'd be a good business if someone's looking for one. But this takes that to the next level, because you literally could go and get an audiobook, and you'd like, you get it recorded by like a bunch of different voices, a bunch of different accents, a bunch of different like, and like someone's going to have a preference, right? It's like, would you like to, because you can listen to like a sample of the book before you buy it. And it's like, maybe someone will listen to your book and pay you for it just because they like that voice better than this voice. And everyone's got like different preferences for what voice they want to read. So if you could go and get like these books recorded in like four or five voices and give people like that choice, I think there'd be like a ton of, I think there's a ton of opportunity there. So I think that would also be a cool business.
I love that. Yeah. I didn't think about the public domain. I wonder if like, some of those ones you read in school, would those like Of Mice and Men, is that considered public domain now? Cause it's or how old, do you know the rule, any kind of legality stuff?
I'm trying to remember. I think the cutoff is like 19. It's 100 years old, right? So okay. If I'm not mistaken. So it's like, yeah, anything from 1924 or older. I believe that like the Mickey Mouse black and white cartoon just entered the public domain. So
that's
Disney
right.
Doesn't have the copyright
yeah.
on that.
That's right.
Thing about it. So yeah, but there's a ton of books that yeah are in the public domain. Or okay, this is just like a freebie. This is my little secret sauce that I was gonna do. And so if people want to do this, they can try this as well. You make book summaries. I think this is genius. I don't always want to read an entire book. Like I've heard a lot about. It's like sometimes I just want to hear like the summary. I think it's the smartest thing ever, and I don't actually know what the licensing is. I've seen other people do it, so I know it's possible. I don't know what you have to do for licensing or what you have to figure out. Go do your own research on this. But I think it's a genius to be like, you know, Grant Cardone's 10X summary, and it's just like a 20-minute or like a 30-minute audiobook where you just go through the chapters and give like a summary of the key takeaways from each chapter, and so you don't have to listen to like the whole thing. But you could do that for like all the bestsellers in self-help, all those kind of like books. I think that's also a little genius nugget.
That is genius. Yeah, I saw a Facebook ad. I think it was like something like become the most interesting person in the room, 15 minutes a day. There's like for a month, it's like a different book each day and it's a 15-minute summary. That's genius. Yeah. I love that idea.
Yeah. So Blinkist already does that. It's an app that like does summaries. So I don't know what the deal is. Maybe you can just make it and you don't have to pay any licensing. I have no idea, but Blinkist is doing it as literally like a software product and a huge company. And I've seen a bunch of other people do those summaries like on Audible. So there's a way to do it. If someone cracks that, using this tool from 11 Labs would be amazing. Hey, if you enjoyed the episode today and you thought this was interesting, you got some value out of it, it would mean the world to us if you could leave us a review. We love reading your reviews, and it helps us continue to keep pumping out this content for you. So yeah, if you could take a second to do that, that'd be amazing. But we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.
See you next time.